Hello and welcome to this daily devotional podcast presented by Concord United Methodist Church. We hope that you'll find this time of scripture, reflection, and prayer a refreshing part of your daily walk with God. This series of devotionals follows our daily Bible reading plan, which coincides with our current sermon series, This Is Us, Genesis in Context. You can find the scripture readings for today by downloading our daily Bible reading plan. You can find that plan at concordunited.org/Bible. Finally, we invite you to share this podcast with family, friends, or anyone who might benefit from it. Today's devotional was written by the Reverend Bill Kilday. The scripture is Genesis chapter 7 and 8. The advent of global warming and the weather changes it involves is well known. Rain falls where it rarely falls. Storms are intensifying. Warmer and colder temperatures are happening. When it rains, it pours. Tell that to the biblical characters of Genesis 7 and 8. The great flood is described in fantastic detail. People ask questions like, why did God allow mosquitoes and flies and snakes to get on board the ark? I've been on an extensive cruise and looking out over the expanse of the ocean, I have thought, that's a lot of water. The passengers on the ark must have had the same thought. But it brings me to a third grader's question. Did God destroy all the fishes and creatures under the water? It isn't mentioned, just so you know. Those questions are natural, but not on point. When we examine the details of a story or lesson too literally, we often miss the purpose being offered to us. Nearly every culture and religion includes a flood story. In many of these, the ones who survive are like Noah. In Genesis 6, we find two very important sentences. Noah found favor in the eyes of the Lord, and Noah walked with God. In Genesis 7, God says to Noah, I have seen that you are righteous before me in this generation. These descriptions imply that Noah's acceptance was due to his diligence and righteousness. His deliverance from the flood was something he had earned. He was chosen because he was good. In the teachings of Jesus, this theology is turned the other way. We receive God's love, forgiveness, and grace because God is good. We may never attain the level of righteousness required, but God gives us God's favor anyway. We give thanks through John Newton's famous hymn, Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound, that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found, was blind, but now I see. Let us pray. Thank you, loving God, that you give us your grace beyond our deserving, and that you provide for us a place in your kingdom. Help us to serve you and honor you in all our relationships and actions. Amen. Thank you for listening to today's daily devotional. This podcast is a ministry of Concord United Methodist Church. For more information about our church, including worship times, mission opportunities, and study groups, please visit our website at concordunited.org. We also invite you to visit our YouTube channel, where you can see past worship services, including the current sermon series, This Is Us, Genesis in Context. Finally, we would be honored if you gave this podcast a positive rating so that others can find it and benefit from it.